Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, I'm going to expose six of the most common lies of false teachers. And even though they may sound biblical, they're not. This episode is a great one to share with your friends who may be falling for this garbage and this nonsense on Facebook or other social media apps. So are you ready? Let's go. Well, hey guys, it's Jordan Riley, and I just wanted to bring some clarification, some teaching on some things that are very destructive to the body of Christ. Many of you have seen Facebook memes and posts that are by false teachers, and you might not even realize it. Many people in the body of Christ are falling for this junk and sitting there, and they're going along with it, and then they become disillusioned because nothing happened. They typed amen, they shared it, they followed it hook, line, and sinker, and then nothing happened. Why is it? Because it's not biblical. We have so many so-called false prophets, false teachers, internet prophets, internet pastors. They're sitting there proclaiming this junk, and they throw in a Bible verse to make it sound good, but it's not biblical. And it is leading many people away from the faith and away from Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now, it's time to pay attention. So if you'll give me the next 5 minutes or so, I want to give you some clarity about what the Word of God says and expose this junk. Because in Ephesians 5:11, Paul calls us to expose the deeds of false prophets and false teachers and make the body aware of it. So I want to do that right now, if you don't mind. First one, I don't know if you've seen this or heard this. First one says, God is fixing every broken situation in your life right now. Really?
What?
Is that really true? First of all, is this a big internet pastor who's got millions of people who are following? First of all, is he like a fortune teller? Does he know this is going to happen? And second of all, let me just tell you right now, can God do it? Absolutely. You bet. We serve a great and mighty God who can do all things. But let me tell you right now, let's look at a biblical example. Here's the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 and 9. He had a thorn in his side. He was struggling with an issue, no doubt, and it was bugging him like crazy. And he prayed 3 times to have it removed, and God said no. But what God did say was amazing. He says, but my grace is sufficient for you. That means God's given us the grace to make it through the hard times. Not just to make our life all rosy and good and wonderful and everything's going to be great. So stop listening to that junk. Stop typing amen and sharing that, because it's not biblical correct theology. Point number two, a change is coming in your life and all the things are going to get better. Really? Again, sounds like a fortune teller who's trying to read your palm and tell you some magical thing that everything's going to get better. Not biblical theology. Again, we went right back to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Things were getting better. He was persecuted and martyred for the cause of Christ. I mean, look all throughout the New Testament, and Jesus said, people are going to hate you because of me. You're going to be persecuted, mistreated, hated. Okay, that doesn't sound like a life getting better sort of thing. Number three, God is sending you new blessings. Again, not correct biblical theology. Can God bless us? Does he bless us? Absolutely. However, look what Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says. He says, the Bible says, we have already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. When Jesus came, he gave us all that we need. I mean, literally, he has supplied us with every need that we really truly need. Now, we may want some things, we may desire some things, but our needs have already been met in Christ. Not to mention, he gave us his word, which is sufficient for all things. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other story, but that's, God has already taken care of it. So the new revelations, the new blessings, the new this and the new that, man, I tell you, that is distraction from the pit of hell, and I'm telling you, we need to expose that right now. Next one. This is your time for increase, promotion, and overflow. Again, sounds like a mystical new agey thing. I'm rubbing the crystal ball and I see that you're getting ready to be promoted and have increase. And again, do you notice that all these, they really appeal to our flesh, our carnal nature, our greedy humanness? Who doesn't want to be rich and wealthy and prosperous and healthy? I mean, come on, sign me up. I'll take two of those. But come on, that's not biblical theology. And what they're doing, mainly these false teachers and false prophets, are twisting 3 John 1 verse 2, where John is writing his letter, and it's actually just a greeting. He says, I wish that you would be prosperous and healthy. In essence, what he's saying is, it's just a greeting. Hey, I hope that you're well. I hope that you're doing good. That is not a doctrinal statement. It is simply a greeting of the time when John was alive. And the false teachers and false prophets will make it look like that's what God wants. Right there, it says it right there. But it's not a doctrinal statement. And they're twisting it and hoping that you don't catch it. Also, let's talk about promotion really quickly. The Bible declares in Psalm 75 and 1 Peter 5 verse 6 that promotion comes from above. It does not come from a pastor putting it on his Facebook page or declaring it into the microphone. It comes from above. It comes from God and God alone. And also, just so you know, 1 Peter, right there in chapter 5 verse 6, it says that humility, God will take a humble person and exalt them in due season. That means his time. Not when it's posted on Facebook, not when it's declared from the pulpit. No, it's on God's time and it's in God's way. But we gotta stay humble and keep focused on him. Next one, your physical body is already healed in Jesus' name. This one has messed up so many Christians' lives, I can't even tell you. Because everyone wants to preach and say, hey, if you come to Jesus, you're healed. You're already done, you don't have to, God meant for us to be not sick ever. Well, first of all, there are a lot of people in the Bible who died of sickness, who struggled with sickness, and God didn't heal them. We already talked about Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And then what they're doing is they're twisting Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. By his stripes we are healed. Yes, God can heal. And God does heal, even today. But it's in his time and his way. And let me tell you this right now. If you look at Isaiah 53 in context, the writer, Isaiah, is mainly talking about spiritual healing, not physical healing. And so we have to understand that physical healing, although totally God can and does do that, some of us might not ever be healed until we get to heaven when we're giving a body that's not like this earthly crazy suit that is breaking down and breaking apart. So some of us might not ever be healed until we get to heaven. But so many people's faith is being rocked. They're doubting their faith. They're doubting God. They're walking away from God because some crazy false teacher said, oh, if you come to Jesus, you're healed. And they quote and they isolate a scripture verse. And I'm telling you, it is messing people up. Last one is, I declare God is giving you financial freedom and favor right now. Again, does that not sound like some kind of mystic, you know, like someone who's looking into their crystal ball, giving them some kind of really exciting news? I'm sorry. Again, it grieves my heart because this is not biblical theology. And let me tell you right now, many false teachers are twisting and even using in what I just shared with you, they're twisting Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Because they think that when they declare something, that their words have power to make it happen. Well, if I just speak over my life like Joel Osteen or Joyce Meyer or Creflo Dollar or Kenneth Copeland, all these false teachers, they think that if they can just say, I'm wealthy, I am beautiful, I am young, I am not sick, all this stuff, that their words contain power and they're gonna be just boom, they're gonna get what they want. Well, if you study Romans 4:17 and not isolate one sentence, but take it all in context, the Bible declares that it's God and God alone who can call things into being that weren't.
Hallelujah!
That's loud.
He's the only one. He's the one who spoke creation into being. We are not gods. We're not little gods. We're fallen man in need of a savior. And there's only one God who can turn this thing around, who can speak things into existence. That's who we need to get our focus on. And I challenge you today, as you go through your day, please, please, please stop falling for these false teachers, these false internet sensations that are popping up all over the place, because they are leading you away from the Bible. They are leading you away from Jesus Christ. They're getting you all focused on getting excited because you're going to get something. It's like they're internet Santa Clauses with a little dash of Jesus to make sure that they don't get exposed. And we have got to stand up against that. Don't follow them. Don't repost it. Don't share it. Get in your word. You've heard me say it many times. We need to not be in Facebook. We need to be in the word of God. That's what sanctifies us, purifies us, and sets us free. John 17:17. The word of God. Stand on that. Don't stand on false prophets and false teachers.
Well, I hope you guys got a lot out of this video today. It was one of the first ones I ever made. When I started this journey about 8 years ago, making videos to not only expose the lies of the enemy, but to help see people get set free from the deception of the charismatic church. Sadly, not much has changed since then. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 says, "There is nothing new under the sun." And that's true. Satan may use new faces, but his message is still the same. And I'm here to tell you that the solution is still the same. It's God's word. Just like when Jesus was tempted by Satan in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Three different times, Jesus said, "It is written." Why is that? Because God's word is perfect. It is powerful, and it is totally sufficient. So next time you are faced with false prophets or false teachers, remember what Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, and pick up your double-edged sword and use it and stand against the lies of the enemy.